You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena, David Correos, how are you today?
Kia ora, guys. I'm good.
It's nice to have you here.
I'm bloody happy to be here.
Got a bit lost in the quad, which is, to be honest, fair enough. There's quite a bit of roadworks and stuff going on at the university at the moment.
It's a maze.
It is a bit of a labyrinth to get up here.
Yeah, I was like, is this like the theme of every start of the interview? I was like, oh, quad talk. Let's talk about how the guest got lost.
Or it's what is the new takeaway place since the person was here last? That's always the other entry point. We're like, the Indian place has moved now, or whatever. So it's usually that's the entry point here, David. But we better, for anyone who's going, who is David Correos? They may have seen you on Taskmaster. They may have seen you performing stand-up around the town. And you are here to talk about some very cool comedy that you've created with your friend Hamish Parkinson. It's called Ha Ha Horror.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about this. It sounds like a really interesting project.
Well, I guess it's just like okay. Do you want the real thing?
I want the real story.
The real thing?
I do.
Okay, so I did a show last year, and there was one part of it that was quite scary. And then my friend Jane Young was like, yo, we should turn that into a whole hour of comedy. And
wow.
I said yes to it, and then Hamish was keen. And I think the reason we're having so much fun making it is because after the pandemic, like, there's nothing to talk about. Like, everything's been talked about. And it's like annoying, and I've got no new takes because I haven't experienced anything. So we were just like, let's make the dumbest thing to kind of lead us out of the pandemic, and then hopefully the year after, then we can go back to just making
observational comedy.
Going on here? What's up with that? And doing all that kind of stuff. But till then, I think this year's just been like committing to the dumb.
I think that's a really nice, liberating ethos. Just committing to the dumb, leaning into the weirdest bits of your routine. When you say it was scary, are we talking like jump scare? Are we talking growing horror? Are we talking thriller vibes? In what world is scary coming into this comedy space?
I think for us, one of the words that we keep kind of coming back to is spooky.
Spooky.
Mm. Yeah, like, ooh, spooky. And then just like really, I think a lot of it is like, we say it's horror, but it's really just us trying to come up with different ways to surprise the audience.
Nice.
And I think it's really sick that having like horror there means that not every surprise has to be based in like humor or like a punchline.
Yeah.
We can delve into making something uncomfortable.
That's cool. That is cool. I feel like because they're not, well, I think they're two genres of making that we see sometimes in film, but not necessarily in live performance so much. I wonder where you were drawing inspiration from. Obviously your own work, but did you have a reference board, or were you just throwing ideas at the wall to see what stuck?
Well, that was like the hardest, that was like the biggest question we had to answer at the start, was like, in comedy, you get like, people will laugh because they're like, hey, we got so much goodwill,
yes,
we want to have a good time. And so that creates like a suspension of disbelief. But with horror, you can't fake goodwill to be scared.
You have to
actually experience it.
Totally.
And so we're like, how do you do that in a live space? How do you do that when people are there going, no, we know it's a show.
We know
it's something happening there. And so it's just like trying to figure that out.
Mm.
And I think with what we're really having a lot of fun with is just playing with tension.
Yes.
Which is something that like me and Hamish do because of comedy. And now putting it into like a scary place, like, oh, this is really, really fun. And so we were doing a rehearsal 2 weeks ago, and there was one bit, and it was, the director described it as grotesque, and it was full on. And we were looking at it, and then that's when she made a really good point. She was like, it seems like the end game had already been reached by the point we'd revealed what we were going to do.
Yeah.
And so while we were doing that grotesque thing, it kind of, all of the sparkle kind of came out of the room because we were like, we already know what we're seeing right now.
Yes.
And so we're playing in the bit just before it. Like, when is it going to kick in? I hope that's not a spoiler.
No, I hope
that's not a spoiler of like how far we take it. The bit was we were going to do King. Have you guys heard of King Solomon and the baby?
No, that sounds horrifying.
So, you know the one. Yeah. So King Solomon was given the, there were two mothers. There's one baby.
Oh, yes, this.
You know the one?
I think so.
Yeah, Zoe's braver than me, I have to say. She's more of a horror buff than I am. So
this is the Bible. This is straight up. This is straight up the Bible, dude.
Well, she is paying attention at Sunday school.
But there was going to be a baby, and there were two mothers, and the king had to decide who was the real mother, right? And so the king goes, "Sweet, we'll just split it in half, and we'll give you both the baby." And then one of the mothers was like, "Oh, yeah, great idea." And then the other mother was like, "No, please don't do that. That's my child." And King Solomon went, "Oh, I guess it must be your one, because you care about the baby." And so we were going to take that, mix it with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, be like, what are your options? Phone a friend, ask the audience for 50-50, and then get Hamish to go 50-50, and then just get out a pair of rose clippers and clip a baby doll full of raw meat on stage while droning music happened in the background. We made like a little remote control play to like bring the baby in, and then we can have like a pair of scales, and we were gonna like cut the pieces until the scales made even. But it's just too grotesque, and like once you see it, it's like,
oh, we
great.
Know, yeah, we've seen it now. But I feel like this is a wonderful window into the world of how you've been making this, David, because it sounds like it's been a really awesome experience for you and Hamish, coming out of, as we just talked about before, a really dry period for everybody trying to be creative, because it's so hard to be creative in the middle of a bloody crisis. There's nothing to do, but also the world is falling apart. And so where do you go with your ideas? Has it been a cool process for you just trying to work through this stuff?
It's been so sick. It's been so sick. And it's like the freedom of going, what's the dumbest thing we can come up with?
Yes.
And just being in the room, because I feel like there's always this pressure. There's a massive pressure in comedy where we have to make a point about what are we trying to say, who are we trying to represent, who are we trying to champion, like that always is something that kind of like happens inside me. But then part of the process is pushing that to the side and go like, what's actually interesting me?
Yes.
Because that's the thing that's going to translate on stage, not what I like am thinking at the time. And so by making this like horror show, There's no pressure to be smart. And so there's no pause points. We're not just thinking going, oh, we can't come up with anything good. We just go dumb until we're both cracking up at how stupid the idea is, and then executing it and seeing it and be like, no one's ever done this before because this is so dumb. No one else wants to do this. And we're just like celebrating those kinds of wins. And that's the perfect thing to do in this period right after COVID.
Hard out. It sounds like a fantastic show, and it's kicking off next week, mm-hmm. I believe. Yes, 9th till the 13th of August.
Yep.
7 p.m. Is the time, and it's at the Basement Theatre, and I believe tickets are up now on the Basement Theatre's website.
They sure are.
David, thank you for coming in and chatting to us about Ha Ha Horror, which you have created with Hamish Parkinson. It sounds buck wild, and I mean that as a compliment. I hope you have the best time performing it in the basement next week.
No, thank you. Thank you so much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.